VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Folks, we've got some important issues to talk about. Not pleasant, but issues we must make you aware of. And would like to encourage, if you have young children around, you may want to get them occupied in some other activities because we do need to talk about really how children are being targeted today by the LGBTQ plus agenda, and we'll be delving into some examples of what's taking place in a number of school districts and libraries across the nation, as well as other means as well. But increasingly, the homosexual plus agenda is invading our society. I mean, from education to politics to corporate America. It's paraded on television, it's paraded in our educational institutions, paraded on city streets all across the nation, and it's being done in an effort to normalize that which is abnormal. Tolerance is no longer acceptable. Now people are being demanded to promote and participate in that which Scripture calls immoral. And children are being targeted by this agenda, which many stories we share today will bear this out. It's a direct attack upon the authority of God's Word. Believers in Jesus Christ must be engaged as salt and light. And you'll find that to be true as we discuss our program topics today with Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Peter, in a number of states across the nation, I do need to point out tomorrow is Election Day. It's an off-year election. And certainly there are high-profile races such as the office of the governor in Virginia, but a number of elections from city officials, school board seats, etc. But I know that we want to mention this because so many states have elections tomorrow, Peter. And I know that first, in regard to the Virginia race, this is the eyes of the nation really on this race. Terry McAuliffe, a Democratic former governor, had an interview with the Blade, called the Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin the most homophobic anti-choice candidate in Virginia history. The eyes of the nation watching what's happening with his governor's race in Virginia.
Yes, Jim, but you know he does that interview with a homosexual newspaper. But what really is important about the Virginia race is that Youngkin started picking up steam when the whole controversy over the school board in Loudoun County, which is used to be conservative, by the way, Jim. It's near Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia. Now it's extremely liberal, and they're promoting radical transgender policies, which resulted or contributed to an awful sexual assault in apparently two schools. This involves a boy who is pretending to be a girl, and he assaulted a girl, a real girl, in the restrooms, Jim, and this has really turned the race around in the sense that now Youngkin is in either a tie or in some polls he's leading, and this agenda could help swing this race. The agenda, remember, we've been saying for years, Jim, conservatives and Christians, people of faith, that transgender policies put girls and women at risk. And what did the left say? The left poo-pooed it. The left said, "Oh, the LGBT movement said that's ridiculous. You're exaggerating." And then, lo and behold, here we see this awful case of a father who went irate to a school board because his daughter had been raped,
yes,
apparently, allegedly, and so here we see finally, after all these years, the population is, mainstream society is getting wind of what's happening as a result of these awful transgender and radical sex ed policies. And the media, of course, would never even investigate it. It didn't become an issue when Biden, in the last presidential election, even though Biden was the biggest radical on LGBTQ issues, the media have been covering for the Democrats for a long time. But what the Virginia race shows us is that there comes a point where even the media can't cover for these radical policies anymore.
Well, Peter, as you pointed out, I mean, and that's why this governor's race is really being looked at. I mean, here we have a biological male identifying as a female, allegedly allegedly raping a female student in the restroom. And now, Peter, we also have the sheriff's office just reported multiple allegations of homosexual abuse at a middle school last week, Loudoun County. This is a school district known for its sexualized pro-LGBT content, but multiple accounts of this going on at a middle school with these homosexual abuse assaults taking place.
Right. And also, Jim, I forgot to mention what Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate who was a former governor of Virginia, now he's running again after, it was the last before the current governor. He was the governor. And he said infamously that parents shouldn't have a say in their child's curricula. And so that is what really turned the race around, because, you know, that's a road too far, even for many Democrats, mm-hmm. that parents should not have a say in their children's education. But Jim, this is also really, we're seeing the demise of public education, because many parents now, even those who wouldn't call themselves conservative or Christian, are saying they're pulling their kids out of the public schools because it's just become too radical.
Well, Peter, I want to point out as well, this is being reported about these Loudoun County public schools, that in 2019, it's reported that they put in a $2 million diverse classroom libraries program that injected sexualized pro-LGBT books into elementary, middle school, and high school classrooms. And Peter, some just, you know, surmising, hey, now we're bearing the fruit of that. This is the result of doing what they've done.
Right, and I think now it's coming to the fore, and many Americans didn't realize this, that this ideology and this disinformation and this propaganda has penetrated even elementary schools, yeah. Jim, and it's just appalling that these leftists and these LGBTQ activists masquerading as teachers and educators would seek to indoctrinate children who don't even know what sexual relations are yet. This is obscene, and they're, of course, they're also pushing the radical gender ideology, which tells a boy that he can really be a girl, that says you're not either born a boy or a girl, but you're assigned a gender identity, this crazy language of the left, which is trying to redefine everything. This is being foisted on elementary school kids. Think about that. Think about how old, what your kids were like when they're in fourth grade, third grade. And, Jim, I just heard a story of a teacher who was, unbeknownst to the parents, had been encouraging a fourth-grade boy, or I can't remember, boy or girl, fourth-grade student to come out as gay. This is all happening behind the scenes because the schools are saying, hey, look, we have to protect the kids, you know, with their gender identity, and it's all this left-wing baloney, and the parents are almost treated like the enemy because if the parents found out, they would be upset. And so the educators are hiding this agenda from the parent.
And folks, we've got more stories that's going to bear out what Peter's talking about here. But Peter's just, you know, coming back to this topic of elections. We looked at Virginia just a moment, momentarily here. But we want to point out in states all across this nation, even in this off year, there's a number of elections taking place. And one of the comments I've heard from people, Peter, is they said, oh, it's just the school board. You know, I'm going to say that it's just the school board. And we have to realize that it's just the school board that's enacting these kind of policies. Whether it be that of increasing the LGBT holdings in the classrooms or the school libraries, whether it be that of those that are putting in these transgender student policies, some of which we'll be talking about today, whether it's that of the Islamic indoctrination that's going on in schools across this nation. But don't say it's just the public, you know, just the school board. Peter, this is a critical election for so many people in so many different states, as the school board seats who are directing the education of children in these communities. Are, you know, it's them who are at stake.
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely. You can't have to get rid of this idea that the only important elections are statewide or the presidential election. These school board races, these school boards have turned America upside down. How is it that we're seeing these increasing numbers of kids identifying as LGBTQ? And again, that stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and now the latest one, Jim, of course, non-binary, pansexual. It continues to morph into further and further more radical identities, and it's all being encouraged by the sexual left in this country.
And
the Democratic Party, of the two parties, we just have to be honest, is the one that is in the vanguard of promoting this ideology throughout the country.
Peter, and just we're going to talk about what's happening within that party, but one last point I want to make here on the election aspect. USA Today is reporting that LGBTQ candidates are seeking office in record numbers this election year, this off election, advancing what they call a sea change in the nation's political landscape. At least 410 LGBTQ candidates ran or are running for office in 2021, 7% increase over the last odd-numbered election year of 2019, says a report from the LGBTQ Victory Fund. So while there are Christians all across this nation saying, oh, it's just the school board, I'll sit out this one, keep in mind that the agenda of the LGBT to radicalize children, to transform them, to cause them to question and doubt their own sexuality, a 7% increase in their candidates that are running for office.
Yes, Jim, and it seems like ever since we've been doing these shows, every year it's another sea change. In other words, this is a calculated program by the LGBTQ lobby to put elected officials in place that adhere to this radical gender ideology and homosexuality, and they're promoting it everywhere. And also, Jim, the vast majority of these candidates are on the left-wing political spectrum of the Democratic Party. In other words, it's not just homosexuality and transgenderism. It's the entire leftist agenda that a lot of these candidates support. And people have to be aware that there is an effort, a well-funded effort, behind the scenes pushing these radical ideologies throughout the electoral system.
Okay, and now speaking of elections, Peter, it's important to point out a story last Wednesday in the Washington Blade, which indicates that the Democratic National Committee has a new LGBTQ liaison. It's a person who had worked at Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Give us your comments.
Yes, this is we've always known about the connection between the homosexual lobby and the abortion lobby, and this is just a dramatic illustration of that. A man named Sam Elliman, formerly he had 5 years with the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, in other words, the abortion lobby in America. Now he's the DNC's he's the liaison for the LGBTQ movement in the Democratic National Committee. And so the Democrats are the party of abortion, homosexuality, and gender rebellion. That's who the Democrats are, and they're very open about it now. And the question is, where are the Republicans on this? We need more conservatives, more people who are speaking out about this, because it's clear to me that the Democratic Party is just bent on this agenda with everything it's got. They don't even hold back anything. They don't try to hide it anymore. This is just who they are.
Alleman indicated that the reproductive rights movement goes hand in hand with what they've been fighting for in the LGBTQ equality and equity movement. He said, there is no being LGBTQ without your ability to have bodily autonomy and to make those same choices. And, Peter, it's important to point out that they see these issues. Just as you pointed out, this is basically, in the words of this new liaison, that, the LGBTQ agenda and the whole aspect of Planned Parenthood agenda all fit in the same glove.
Yeah, and we could just reclassify it ourselves, Jim. This is a sexual, immoral agenda. Abortion is convenient to people who are sexually immoral. The LGBTQ lobby is sexual immorality.
And friends, keep in mind, the U.S. Supreme Court today hearing a case pertaining to the Texas heartbeat law in the state of Texas. Be praying for the justices as they deal with this important issue. Well, I've got more to share after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do comets come from?
Chris, comets pose a very difficult problem for long-age evolution. Many of these comets are short-lived. They last only a few trips around the sun, but yet our solar system is full of comets. Therefore, it can't be very old. Evolutionists have proposed a hypothetical source of comets called the Kuiper Belt. Photographs from the Hubble telescope seem to support the claim. Unfortunately, recent studies of these same photos declare that the Kuiper Belt has not been found. There is no source of comets which would keep our solar system supplied with them. The Bible says that the entire universe was created in creation week, along with everything else. It's not billions of years old, and the evidence that we see supports this. Everything goes back to Genesis, and so it should.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is our guest today, founder and president of Americans for Truth, and learning today, or bringing to your attention once again, that children are being targeted by the LGBTQ plus agenda. Peter, you know, we're told, you know, things should not shock us, you know, that, but I'm shocked. I'm constantly shocked. I mean, when I learned last week, Broward County, Florida, a public school in Florida, taking young children, students, to a gay bar, a homosexual bar, for a field trip last week, according to photos of a trip that was posted on social media by a school board member. We're talking about elementary school children from Wilton Manors Elementary School, Broward County, Florida, took elementary school students to Rosie's Bar and Grill. Peter, this is a local homosexual bar.
Yeah, Jim, it can't shock us anymore, because liberalism has degenerated into basically promoting all things perverse. The idea of diversity is pretty much affirming LGBTQ wherever it is, and so they're looking for any opportunity they can to push homosexuality and gender confusion. Jim, the bar has, I just wrote down from the Daily Caller story a couple of names of the drinks. One of them is I Want a Hooker. In other words, I want a hooker.
Mm.
Another drink is Naked Sweaty Lovin'. They're bringing elementary school kids to this place. You wonder, how can it be that the teaching profession could have been prostituted so much that it got to this, and yet it never stops, because the LGBTQ cult is basically a new religion for the left. It's a religion that's not just without God, it's against God. And many people on the left are more committed to the LGBTQ revolution than Christians are committed to defending the gospel, Jim. I'm sorry to say that, but you see the fanaticism on the other side, and Christians have to ask ourselves, hey, you know, they're committed to their false religion. We need to be more committed to our true faith.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and parents, you know, why are parents giving permission for their children to go to any bar whatsoever? And here is a homosexual bar. Elementary students taken there. They posted photos, a group of 18 young children posing for a picture in matching shirts next to the bar sign. Another photo showed the children sitting at tables inside the rainbow bedecked bar, wearing a face mask and apparently listening to a presentation. And Peter, I understand parents went to the school board or the public schools responded to criticism in an email news release, and they confirmed, yes, the field trip occurred, but said the bar was not open to the general public during the trip, and students were given a student-friendly menu at this. Excuse me, that is not acceptable, Peter.
Yes, it's being investigated now, but again, I think what has to happen is, number one, I think Christian parents, it's time. People should pull their kids out of public schools. Let the public schools go down in flames, because it doesn't seem like they're reformable at this point. But I think more importantly, or as important as that, is we need to have a sort of a counter-truth campaign to these lies. There's no bottom pit to it. Jim, when we were doing these shows, Jim, a decade ago, we would never guess that they would be, you know, telling, you know, kindergarten boys that they could be girls. We would never could have predicted how evil it would become. And so it's constantly, the depravity constantly gets worse and worse. And rather than just be outraged all the time, I think it's time for Christians to say, okay, how am I going to teach my children the truth about this? Why does God care? Why is homosexuality wrong? And the truth is that many people have come out of homosexuality. Many people have come out of gender confusion, and many of them have come out through the power of Jesus Christ in their lives. And this is something that the LGBTQ lobby is petrified of people finding out about it. They want children to know about all the gay pride stuff. They don't want children to know that this is a sin problem that can be overcome through the blood of Christ, and many people have overcome it.
Peter, I know years and years ago you sounded the alarm when they came out with the book, Heather Has Two Mommies, and, you know, that's only one book, Peter. You know, don't worry about that. It's just one little book. Look where it has gone, Peter.
Yeah, Jim, I just got my copy that I have off my bookshelf, and Jim, guess when that was first published?
When?
1989.
Wow.
So 32 years ago, and so I have to laugh. I mean, you see these conservatives who seem to have just discovered that the school boards have been penetrated by leftist ideologues. Well, Jim, me and you have been doing this for a long time. Daddy's Roommate, remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Heather Has Two Mommies. This has been a concerted campaign that's been going on for now more than 3 decades. And, of course, because it's a sexual perversion movement, the perversions that are taught to the children will get worse and worse and worse. It started out with lesbianism and homosexuality and Daddy's Roommate, being gay, so-called. Now we have out-and-out pure, and we're going to be talking about some in this show, you know, comic books with obscene gender perversions that you can't even talk about in a family show.
Yeah.
Because this is a sexual immorality movement, and it only gets worse and worse.
You know, I want to go now to Hazard, Kentucky, and thanks to listeners who sent this in. The mayor, Peter, of Hazard, Kentucky, also the principal of the Hazard High School, was seen receiving a lap dance from a scantily clad male high school student during a man pageant at a school assembly. Other staff members were also seen receiving lap dances from male students. Some of the male teenage boys were dressed in women's lingerie. And Peter, what business does a school have in putting on a school assembly like this? I mean, a man pageant?
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse, Jim. And I think what they've succeeded in doing is redefining normal to these kids.
Yes.
And they've continued to expand the horizons of these kids to think that they can be so many things that other kids never would have thought about. Jim, there may have been kids who could have gone down this road a long time ago. And in fact, Jim, I just heard a presentation from a wonderful woman named Erin Brewer who once was gender confused, and she said had she been alive, a youngster when she was, you know, a youth 20, 30 years ago, if this same stuff had been going on, when they're actually even promoting gender, you know, surgeries and radical hormone therapies to these kids, she said, I would have done it, because she hated her own gender, her own femininity. And so the danger is now they've created the possibility for these kids to do these awful things. And that's exactly what they intended to do.
Peter LaBarber with us today from Americans for Truth. Peter, I'm looking at a story from CBN News telling us about a book that is depicting pornography between same-sex couples popping up in public school libraries across the country after two national school library organizations have deemed it necessary reading material for children. According to Western Journal, Gender Queer, it's a memoir by Maya Gobaby, has spotted in school libraries in Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, Rhode Island. No doubt it's in other places as well. But animated images of minors performing what they've described as being pornographic sexual acts. And Peter, this is popping up in school libraries across the country in multiple states. And the public school libraries and organizations are saying, hey, this is essential for kids.
Yeah, and Jim, thanks to you, I bought this book. I'm blaming it on you, Jim, because I wanted to see. It's a comic book written in comic book style, or graphic, you know, pictures with words attached, and it's horrifying. It's about a girl who hates her femininity, and she loves androgyny, and I'm only part of the way through, Jim, but it only gets more perverse, and there's graphic sexual imagery in the book. And it's promoting the idea that essentially this gender non-binary message that you're not who you are. God made them male and female,
mm-hmm.
and they hate that basic truth. And again, this is the whole goal of these people is to spread the idea among young people that they don't have to identify as the sex that they are born with. And it's just so perverse, but it has gained favor among the teaching class, the educational bureaucrats across the country, and you just can't trust these people. You cannot trust the authorities in education.
And friends, more and more, this is coming out in so many different venues. And again, as Peter pointed out, this is an affront against the authority of God's word. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. We see that again in Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Male and female created he them. Later when Jesus was questioned about marriage and so forth, in Matthew 19, verse 4, Jesus said, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" And in other words, don't you know this? I mean, this is a basic truth. Don't you know this? Haven't you read this? And now we are having what has been the norm and normal since the creation of man, now putting that into the abnormal category, and the abnormal is being made to be normal. Peter, and this is what's being kept from so many parents. The Epoch Times just had a story last week as well about the parents of a Leon County, Florida school student filing a lawsuit against the school officials for violation of parental rights in an effort to stop enforcement of the district's transgender-affirming guidance for their minor-age daughter that was kept secret from the parents. As reported by the Epoch Times in August, January Littleton of Tallahassee, Florida, horrified to discover that school officials held a secret meeting with her 13-year-old daughter to discuss how the school would accommodate her decision to be acknowledged as non-binary and use an alternate name at school. The plan made it clear to staff that the parents were not aware and supportive of their child's gender transition. Therefore, while the school psychologist, social worker, the principal, the assistant principal, the counselor, the student teachers, the substitute teachers, and the child's peer group were allowed to know what's going on, the use of privacy when speaking to parents was listed as one of the considerations that must be accounted for in implementing their plan. Peter, this is outrageous that all of these people in the school knew this. They knew what the preferred name was, the preferred pronouns. They had a whole checklist of things, even including the sleeping with either sex, you know, at overnight school trips and so forth. All of these people knew about this, but the information being kept from the parent.
Yeah, Jim, this is another story that makes clear that these educational bureaucrats, these left-wing change agent teachers, and they teach the teachers to consider themselves change agents, and with their goal of creating change agents among the students, they think of the parents as the enemy. They regard the children as their children. This is an outrageous story where the parents had to basically find out by accident, Jim, that their daughter was gender confused, and they were going to let her into the male restroom, and all, the parents had to basically, they may not even have known, and this is happening all across the country. You've got homosexual transgender activists who are promoting the idea that, hey, here's a form. They send the forms to the school, fill this out and get the information from the kids, and the parents don't have to know, because otherwise that could be, you know, the parents might be so-called transphobes or homophobes, and the child would be endangered. The gender identity could not be fulfilled if the parents find out. And so we're seeing the schools pit the child against the parent, and it's so incredibly evil, and we've come to this point in our society.
We're going to pick up just a few more stories here, and we'll give you opportunity to comment a little bit later on the program here as well. Peter LaBarber with us on Crosstalk as children are being targeted by the LGBTQ+ agenda. Well, folks, it's making its way up to the university level and out in general society as well. So more to come after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
If you're like most individuals, you look forward to your vacation. Many will take great effort to consider a destination the family will enjoy, what to do, where to stay, and what highways to take to get there. Sadly, most people spend more time planning their one-week vacation than they do preparing for eternity. The Bible says our life is but a vapor. None of us has the promise of tomorrow, and our eternal destiny is sealed at death. Wouldn't it be wise to investigate these things? That's the purpose of the book, Preparing for Eternity. In this book, author Mike Gendron contrasts the truth of God's Word with the teachings and traditions he was taught for over 30 years in the Roman Catholic Church. He found that eternal life is not merited by good works, but is given freely by God's grace to those who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their all-sufficient Savior. The book, Preparing for Eternity, is available for a donation of $17 or more to VCY America by calling 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera with us from Americans for Truth. Peter, you got a website where you stay, you comment on various news stories going on. Tell us the website.
Yes, Jim, it's AmericansForTruth.org. That's Americans for, and that's spelled out F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.org.
Okay, again, AmericansForTruth.org. Peter, as we mentioned, and I know I'm going to come back to another school issue here in just a moment, but looking at a story that was on CNSNews.com also last week, folks, most of these stories are from last week. University of Pittsburgh says words like freshmen, upperclassmen, ladies and gentlemen, ombudsman, and mankind, sexist language, Peter, and saying, you know, they have this gender-inclusive, non-sexist language guidelines and resources on their website. It says misgendering someone is disrespectful and dismissive.
Yeah, and they know that they have to control the language, and so they're promoting confused language. And I think we just cannot participate. And, Jim, this new leftist idea of misgendering, in which if you there's a man pretending to be a woman, for example, like Dr. Rachel Levine, who's the Biden appointee at HHS, who they just elevated to become an admiral, and they're pretending
four-star
admiral, and they're pretending that Dr. Levine, whose birth name was Richard, he basically left his family, left his wife to become a woman. Now he calls himself Rachel, and the Surgeon General of the United States referred to him as a female, the first female admiral. So this is satanic. They're just confusing all words in the service of this agenda. It's like the transgender agenda has become the most important priority for the United States of America. That's what the left is saying. The transgender agenda is the most important thing. You must subscribe to the language. And when you see these people and they say, my pronouns are, you know, Jim, we never had to clarify what our pronouns were until about, 5 years ago did this start? This is all part of the LGBTQ revolution, and this revolution is taking America down.
And we see, I mean, the Biden administration is so confused on this aspect themselves, Peter. I mean, last Wednesday, the Biden State Department actually issued the first gender-neutral passports.
Yeah, Jim, and can I challenge you on one word you just used?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't think that the Biden administration is confused. Just like I used to think they were confused about the border for a couple days. They're not confused about the border. They're letting illegal immigrants pour in intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're confused. I know you don't either, Jim. I'm just saying they're not confused. They are pushing this radical transgender agenda on the nation of Biden. Biden is the most pro-lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, gender non-binary, whatever word you want to put in there. Biden is the worst president, even more radical than the person he served under, President Obama. This man is a radical, and he's being used by the left, and it's intentional, and it's all part of a strategy to revolutionize America, to make America essentially a left-wing, progressive, some would say Marxist nation with these priorities which are against God. I mean, you cannot say the transgender, you cannot be a faithful Christian and support this agenda, which would call a male a female. It's impossible. You are violating biblical truth, and therefore you are against God. And so that's what this administration is all about.
You know, and there's another way in which girls are being victimized through this, Peter. And this story that came out from Elizabeth Johnson, the activist mommy, but she had a story on her blog last week of an Amazon driver arrested for putting on this blonde wig, going into the women's restrooms, So posing as a female and then filming young girls in the bathroom, used a camera attached to their shoe to do their filming. We won't go into details with this, but this is another net result of where the society has taken us here as a result of the policies we're putting in place and this the so-called acceptance of that which is, again, that which is in defiance of what God has said in his word.
Yeah, and Jim, remember, again, you know, we warned about this.
Yes.
All conservatives said you can't have biological males, allow them in women's restrooms and locker rooms. That's going to cause a problem. And what did the left say? Oh, you're exaggerating. That's not what it's about. It's just about, you know, confirming and being true to their gender identity. Well, what happened? Now we're seeing assaults. We're seeing assaults in middle school. This crazy, evil transgender agenda is really harming kids and harming women, and it must be stopped.
Friends, it's happening all over the country, and Sandy, our producer here, had found a copy of this Duval County Public Schools. This is out of Florida. Has put together this support guide. I mean, this support guide is, what do we got here, some 20-some pages or so, and make that 30-some pages. Plus addendum after that, but it's the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Questioning Support Guide, subtitled Every School, Every Classroom, Every Student, Every Day. I'm just going to read a few excerpts and then have Peter comment on this. It says, become aware of the language you use. It's only natural that our own experiences shape the language we use. Sometimes without even realizing, our words convey messages about the world that may not always be accurate. For example, it's common to refer to students' parents as your mom and dad. In fact, not every student is being raised by a mother and father. Some students are being raised by a single parent, some by a grandparent. Still others have two moms or two dads. By perpetuating the stereotype of a traditional nuclear family or taking it as a given that all boys will grow up to marry girls and vice versa, we inadvertently alienate our students and have non-traditional families or are themselves LGBTQ plus. Become more aware of the way that you support gender stereotypes and your expectations of students and their work. Peter.
Yep, it's what we said before, Jim. It's redefining normalcy. That nuclear family that they think is a stereotype and outdated is what God gave us. It's the way God set up the world. And it's wonderful and it's beautiful. And so what does this evil movement want to do? It wants to destroy it. It wants to say it's not the norm. It wants to elevate perverse, redefined families. You know, Jim, I'm thinking of the Pete Buttigieg story, the Department of Transportation Education
yeah.
Secretary.
Yeah.
You know, he took 3 months parental leave. They had artificially inseminated, they acquired twin daughters, I believe, through artificial insemination, and very few conservatives, Jim, I saw you sent me an article with one, but many conservatives were critical of the parental leave, but they weren't critical of the idea of placing babies, infants, with so-called two dads, in other words, in a home which is intentionally motherless. It's motherless by design. This is what homosexual-led, quote-unquote, families are. And nobody wants to say it anymore because there's so much evil now, Jim, that people are afraid to criticize homosexuality because now there's transgenderism. And a lot of conservatives now are even afraid to say that Pete Buttigieg and his homosexual so-called husband should not be acquiring these children and being parents when there's no mom involved. This is wrong.
Friends, I'm going to open some phone lines, let you get on board here as I just give another quote from this manual. Our number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Perhaps there's something going on in your district. But, Peter, in this manual of 30-some pages, and we're just hardly scratching the surface on it, but there is a parental concerns Q&A on the back page. For instance, when a parent says, aren't our children too young to begin a discussion of LGBTQ issues, they address that. And then here, listen to this. What if the parents at our school aren't ready to be confronted with LGBTQ plus topics? Here's the response. Parents have the right to expect that their student receives a free, appropriate public education. However, it is the district's primary responsibility to support the health, safety, and welfare of all students. The district's non-discrimination policy 10.10 and anti-bullying policy 10.20 are based upon state and federal laws which expressly prohibit the discrimination and harassment of students and staff on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. What they're saying here, Peter, yeah, parents have the right to expect an appropriate public education. However, this is what our responsibility is.
Right, and Jim, this is why we oppose all homosexual and transgender special rights laws, we used to call them, remember that, because we knew that it would result in the disinformation, propaganda being foisted on students and being used in schools. It starts out with rights and talking about tolerance. It ends up with indoctrinating students
yep.
in radically perverse topics.
And here's one more question, and this will be the last one. What about the religious beliefs of our families, the question asked. Here's the response. Our students and their families are entitled to their personal religious beliefs. The focus of the guide is directed toward the outward conduct of our students and staff, fostering mutual respect in order to make our schools a safe place of all for all who enter. Cast those religious views aside, Peter. They need to stay internal in your head.
Right. It's the new religion that counts, and the new religion is LGBTQ everything. That's the left's religion, and we got to start treating it like that, and maybe they should separate that from the schools.
And folks, also, boy, housing and overnight accommodations, they have this where if a biological boy wants to be with girls' housing, they have the right to do that and vice versa as well. There's so much in this guide, but right now our phones are packed. Let's begin with William in East Troy, Wisconsin. William, you're on the air.
Yes, Peter, I point people to your site as much as I can when talking about these issues, and I stand opposed to it. My wife and I had 5 children, and never once did the doctor deliver them and say, you're the proud parent of a baby transsexual or transgender or homosexual. It was always a boy or a girl. But what I find interesting is that biology 101 is under attack, because you mentioned how Mr. Buttigieg and his friend, whatever husband, they artificially had to have a woman inseminated. Well, no human being is here without XX and XY, and they're attacking biology 101, the basic one. And they keep telling us, when it comes to vaccines and everything, follow the science, but they don't follow the science themselves. I think we need to take back the talking points, get to these school boards and ask them about teaching biology and get them on the defensive, because they're not doing us a service. We homeschooled 25 years ago. We started because we saw this day coming. But when these people say they haven't declared what their gender is, no one's born the opposite sex, but God declared from day one you were created either male or female. Could you actually comment on the Log Cabin Club, part of the Republican agenda, and how they are doing conservatives a disservice?
Thank you, William.
Well, you've thrown a lot out there, but let me just say this. Homosexuality, homosexuals, cannot produce a child without heterosexuality. The radicals, gay activists, homosexual activists in the 1970s, used to call heterosexuals breeders, sort of out of contempt. Now they're reliant on the breeders to create these new, quote-unquote, you know, LGBTQ families. What I think we need to do as Christians, and I'm a conservative also, is when you see conservatives afraid to speak out on something like Pete Buttigieg and his, you know, two daddy's household, you know, hold that conservative accountable, because the word conservative now is losing its meaning, Jim, because now the conservatives are becoming pro-homosexual and they're only focusing on transsexuality.
Yeah.
We've got to stick to our biblical standard and stay true to it and hold everybody accountable.
And with Peter, 20 seconds before the break, his other thing had to do with the Log Cabin Republicans. This is something you've called out for a long time as well.
Yeah, the Log Cabin Republicans is really just homosexual activism with a slightly more conservative bent, but they're promoting all the same things, including homosexual so-called marriage. They were a big pusher of that. And so, you know, it's not like there's an exemption in Romans 1 for Republicans.
Right.
God knows no party.
Thank you for the call, William, and we're up against a break. We'll be back in 1 minute here. Peter LaBarber is our guest. Again, his website, AmericansForTruth.org. Back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Do you know what the real rate of inflation is? Well, the government says it's 4.5%. That's a lie. The real rate of inflation, provable, documented, with traditional accounting that the government used to use from the 1980s puts inflation at 11%. Do you know that this inflation is created because our federal government is breaking the law and the U.S. Constitution and printing money through the Federal Reserve, which was created to try to stop bank failures and financial crisis, but it's only created financial crisis. And inflation is a hidden tax. Now the government is proposing taxing you on perceived increase in value of your house or your stocks. But what they're not taking into account is the reason your stock and house is going up is because of the hidden tax of inflation that's debasing your dollars and thus taking more dollars to buy that house or stock. The government, again, is cheating and stealing from you.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Again, folks, we've got to go back to biblical authority. That's our foundation. Let's go to Christine from Racine, Wisconsin. Christine, you're on the air.
I want to thank you once again. I value your everything you do because you are a man of courage, and we have lost any semblance. Christians and conservatives have lost any semblance of courage. There's no scientific or biblical standard. Truth is died in the street.
Yeah.
And the church, it does stand at the door of the church house, because if pastors would realize that we are at war on every level, they are stealing our children, they are stealing everything economically, I mean, in every area. So I just thank you for what you're doing, but I think it may be too little too late, but I'm of the mindset we keep on fighting.
Thank you, Christine, for your call there. And Peter, we are called to be salt and light. But Peter has not been late in this fight for decades. Peter, you've been speaking out on this issue.
Yeah, and I think the caller is right on. And I think, Jim, what a lot of pastors maybe don't realize is we're in an information war.
Mm.
It's not just a few people here, a few people here. This is an orchestrated strategy. And this is one of the biggest scams that has ever been perpetrated on the American public. The scam of gay rights at first, now it's trans rights, and tomorrow it's pansexual rights. So-called rights based in sexual immorality and gender rebellion. Those are not real civil rights.
We've got Linda calling from Sardinia, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes. I feel that the Biden administration is nothing but pure evil, sinful lot in his whole administration. And the reason is because the people in this United States sat back and let them steal the election from Donald Trump. If he was in there, this wouldn't be going on. And the reason we let it happen was because we let them do it. That we could, and there's still hardly anybody saying anything about voter fraud or anything. But anyway, like the last caller said, the lady, we're going to have to pray to God, because this nation is in big trouble.
Hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Linda. Peter, your response.
Yeah, I think the hand of judgment is on America, and I do think we need to pray and ask for mercy from God. And we need to stand wherever we are, like you said, Jim, on the Bible as a foundation for morality. Stop worrying about what the Republicans say. Here I am telling you not to worry, although I've made you worry more. But, I mean, I don't get my truth anymore from Megyn Kelly. I saw Megyn Kelly, saying something about Pete Buttigieg, how wonderful it was, the family, with these two homosexual men who've got these two babies. And, Megyn Kelly is a leading conservative. We can't trust even in the conservative movement, and sometimes even among professed Christians. We have to see for ourselves, what does the Bible say about this, and then act accordingly.
Let's go to Don in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Don.
Thank you, Peter and Jim. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also or she also reap. Galatians 6:7. Aren't these people, Peter, playing God? Or actually, they are God. That's the New Age teaching, and the New Age Bible says that you're your own God.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Don. And it really goes back, Peter, we're going back to Genesis again. I mean, yea, hath God said? Did God really say this in his word? I mean,
yeah.
that's what the serpent, said to Eve. Did God really say that?
Right, and they are playing God in the sense of it doesn't matter what the truth is, they're going to redefine it.
Yeah.
If they want to say that a girl can be a boy and a boy can be a girl, well then Well, that's what it is, and it's just so wicked. It really is. We're in the times of Isaiah 5. I think it's Isaiah 5:20.
Mm-hmm.
Good is evil, and evil is good.
Yeah.
And it's hard to think of America being there, and we can't keep acting like, oh, because we're America, we're always the greatest nation on earth just because we're America. America can go down in the flames of sexual morality. If we turn our back on God, we'll go down the tubes like every other nation and civilization has gone down the tubes that's turned its back on God and embraced sexual immorality.
Well, let's go to Laura next in Hollywood, Maryland. You're on the air, Laura.
Thank you, Jim and Peter. I just want to comment that the first caller you had, he was talking about the breeders. I was actually called that in my former life when I used to go to those places. I actually had a homosexual say, yeah, you'd be a good breeder. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Of course, I've not been around those people anymore,
right.
But that is what they think. And I also, years ago, read the book... The Gay Agenda, Homosexuality, Come Out of the Closet, and they are given over to reprobate minds. They are just so evil, and they want your kids. So parents, pray for your kids and do what you can to shelter them and pastor them.
Thank you.
And Jim, just one thing on that. When we've come to the point in America where the conservatives are saying it's okay to gay dads and lesbian mom, homosexual households is now part of the conservative movement as long as they quote-unquote get married, I think conservatism has turned against God, and we need to hold the conservatives accountable.
We have Willie in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Jim? I just wanted to read a scripture. I love the show, and I love Crosstalk, but I just wanted to read a scripture. A scripture of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. And it says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And that's why all of these people in America and these other folks that are against Jesus, God is letting them think that they're doing the right thing because they don't believe in Jesus Christ, and they will be damned for it. I thank you for this program, and y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Willie. And the scripture reminds us, Peter, that even Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light.
Yeah, and Jim, that book, that the verse with strong delusion, that's a book by the same name by a guy named Joe Dallas, who's a wonderful Christian who came out of homosexuality himself, and now Amazon has banned his books. I don't know if all of them, but some of them at least. Joe Dallas, a wonderful ex-gay Christian, look him up, Joe Dallas, just like the city. Amazon is banning his books because big tech has gotten behind the LGBTQ revolution, which makes this even more dangerous because now people are being starved of truthful information.
We have completely run out of time, and sorry to those callers on hold yet. Peter LaBarber with us. His website, AmericansForTruth.org, AmericansForTruth.org. Peter, thanks for sounding the alarm.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for all you do and all Crosstalk does. Thank
and
you.
Friends, stick to the authority of God's Word. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.